We're continuing Rav Chalapa and Elul. Hitoregut l'tshuva keitzat. How does one inspire oneself to actually do tshuva? Hitoregut l'tshuva sheba minkumot nemuchim al yedei emtzim pshutim. When one is aroused to tshuva from a lower place through simple means, en bekochan lerapei mazo michovei hachataim shnasu b'tzalat panim. That cannot cure a person of the pain one has for things they did wrong with zeal. Sometimes a person was so excited to do what was wrong, and now they're trying to fix it with a tshuva that's forced. That he's not so excited over his tshuva. You have to know that when there's excitement, excitement comes from an elevated place. So if the transgression was done with excitement, well then the tshuva also has to be done with excitement. The tshuva has to have the same zeal and excitement. And then tshuva has to come from a person feeling the freedom of knowledge. A person often feels like tshuva is, I'm going to constrict myself. I'm not going to do what I feel like it. I'm going to do what's right. No, says Rav Chalap. Tshuva has to come from the feeling I have freedom, I have understanding. Through that freedom, I want to be free. I want to be free to do what's right. Tshuva should be an evolvement of more knowledge, more understanding. The more I know, the more I understand, the more I want to do what's right. And then the tshuva is a natural occurrence. It stems from growth. The more we grow, the more we appreciate what's right about the way of the Torah, the more it's a natural thing for me, I want to go this route. And if tshuva is not a product of growth, but rather a person says, oh, I'm going to force myself, I'm not going to do what's wrong. So then there's something pretty poor within a person that's arousing him. It's not the greatness of a person. It's not a great desire that's arousing him to tshuva. It's something much lower. That type of tshuva is short-lived.
Don't they say to do something, you know, without the greatest intention, but you kind of somewhere know you should?
He's not saying it's wrong. He's saying aspire for greater.
Start for a place where the Vayera had to overcome your Yetzer Tov. So already there's a certain element of steam behind it and excitement. If you do something, you lose your temper when you wouldn't want to. You do something that you shouldn't, there's an energy there. And then to kind of correct it is, well, I know I should correct it. I shouldn't have acted that way. But to get that excitement,
I'll give you an example. You could have a person that a person embarrasses his fellow man. Okay? So they're sitting at the dinner table, someone makes a comment, and he turns to him and says, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard. Okay, so he just embarrassed him in front of everyone. Fast forward. Came to yeshiva, started learning, discovered that there's a greater type of human being that he wants to be. And then he says, why would I want to be that type of person? And then you have the same setting. They sit down for a meal. The guy makes the same stupid comment. He sits there and he thinks to himself, I don't want to be the type of person who says that. It's not that he says, oh no, I shouldn't say that. That's not nice. I'm going to have to do tshuva for that in Yom Kippur. That's where a person's forcing himself. Then you have a person that says, I'm better than that.
Right.
I want to be better than that. I feel bad if I do say it. Not I feel bad when I don't say it. That's what Rav Chalap is saying. We want to grow in our minds. We want to grow in our understanding. We want to grow so that I don't want to be the type of person who does that. The fact that the thought crosses my mind to say it again.
That's a higher level, though. I appreciate it. I'd love to get to there. But the first reaction is, I feel bad. I mean, but I feel bad.
Okay.
And that's, that, to get to the point where I don't want to be a person who will ever do that, that's better. But yeah, anyway, okay. All right.
Saying that's where we want to get to.
Yeah, okay.
He's not saying it's all or nothing.
Okay, good. No. Yeah, all right.
But he's saying that's also when you accomplish it. That's when it becomes a part of you. That's when you can change and be the type of person who doesn't do it. Badi says, his final point, but it is fitting, it is a starting point. Sometimes the starting point is, I'm not going to do it, so I shouldn't do it. If I'm not at the point where I feel like I don't want to do it. He says, yeah, use that. It's a tool, but it's not the end. People say this about dieting too. That you can reach a point where you don't want to eat the things you shouldn't eat.
Yeah. You can never reach the point where if you do, it didn't taste good. In other words, when you eat that third piece of cake or whatever. But that's okay.
And you get to the point where it makes you sick though.
You know what? Like you gave your example. You grew up, you never ate pork, so it doesn't disgust you to think about it. I may be, you know, I definitely, unless I go insane or lapse big time, not tempted to do it, but to remember that it didn't taste good, that's not happening.
The example you gave me the yogurt, when I was like 100 years old, and they told me I have to eat the yogurt.
Yeah.
It's a great example.
Well, that's a good one. But this is like we always talk about, you know, how great can we be? Not to be satisfied with this level when you can be that level, but don't get the point to RSA, I can only do this level, so I'm not doing anything.
Right. That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Okay.